Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by reality TV producer and executive producer of Jersey Shore. She was packing Aquanet before Snooki was even born. Back again with another season of Police 24/7 on the CW. We welcome back our friend Sally Ann Salzano.
I got to tell you, the Aquanet thing is real. Like, that's a real thing. Like, Aquanet saved my life.
Sally Ann, let's go beyond the mic. The Adrenaline Pack series is back for another year. What made bringing back Police 24/7 so worth it for you and your team?
I got to tell you, the thing that's interesting is really getting a glimpse inside. Like, you know, when you're watching this, you know, show on your sofa, it really hits home. You're like, oh my God, like the variety of things that the police officers are dealing with is legitimately some days. I'm like, how do you get through a day? Like that would be like a crazy day. But then they have like 25 calls right after that. They leave from like one to the other. And it's like, whenever I'm like, wow, I have a lot on my plate today. I'm like, imagine showing up and having a buffet line full of stuff that you have to eat through, most of which you don't like, and you don't know what's in front of you. It's literally like an episode of Fear Factor when these guys go to work. It's insane.
Which cases are the ones that fans react to the most?
Listen, everyone loves, it's insane, right? Like everyone loves... You know, I have to be honest with you. It goes straight across the board. I know like in LA, there's the car chase thing is so real. But for me, it's like the pullovers, like just seeing the wide variety of things that you get when you pull over. Also like the interfamily stuff. It's just gut wrenching. The, you know, the domestic disputes and also like, it's less stranger stuff than it is like, you know, people that know the people. It is just I don't know. It is, I think the variety is what keeps the fans, I want to say on edge, because I think like what we try and do with every episode is almost look at it like a day because we're in 12 different cities. So it's like you kind of get a snapshot of like, this is everything that happened that day. That's not exact, but it is kind of like a little bit of a blueprint of like, this is what one day is like. And it is, I don't know how they do it.
Variety is the spice of life. You've teamed up with police and sheriff's offices around the country, including the Tallahassee Police Department. How did you pick those teams and what did you expect from them?
You know what I mean? I think in picking the teams, you know, you're out, you're talking to people, they're talking to us, and you're just making sure like, you know, you don't want anything that is, you don't want anything other than what's happening in the city. Like we literally are a fly in the wall and, you know, we don't want to get involved and entrench in their system. And you just want people that are like, yeah, show what we're doing. We're doing good work. We're serving our community. Let's go. And I think that it's people that want to, you know, serve the community and are proud of it. And I think that's interesting is I think a lot of times on this show, what makes it a tad different is you hear a little bit from each of the officers. Like you do get to know them a little bit and like, why are they policing? Like if they went on a call that was particularly odd or, you know, heroic or whatever, you hear their stance on it, like, oof, like what they really thought about it. You're just not cutting from, you know, action moment to action moment. There's always that lead up and honestly, the fallout. And I think that's something that the departments respond to because I think it's a real life approach to like going in with your breath held and then coming out with an exhale. Sometimes you're exhaling and smiling, being like, oh God, I can't believe that could have went so many different ways. And other times you're like, thank God I got there in the nick of time. So I think you're just getting like the human interaction and what all of us on our sofas are thinking, we're actually hearing from the people that are doing the work.
Police 24/7 on the CW executive producer Sally Ann Salzano returns beyond the mic. It's time for the Rocking Aid. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind, Sally Ann. There's no pressure, no Aquanet. Which type of reality show do you wish you created first?
Oh my God, I love Sister Wives. It's like my favorite show.
I know I'm asking you to pick a favorite child, but who's your favorite from the Jersey Shore cast?
I don't want to get killed. Pass. Also, it depends on the day.
I'll accept that answer. Which personality would you like to star in your next show?
You.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Have your people call my people. What makes something entertaining to you?
Authenticity. I like when people are just being themselves. I like real people in real situations and just seeing how they would navigate it.
The last text you were sent was by who?
Sean Hogan, who's on a location scout for a new show.
New show? Any hints?
Nope.
Damn it. When it's cold, what's your comfort food?
Hot or cold, pizza and pasta.
Now there's a shock.
I know. I'm really not that hard to figure out.
What's the oldest thing you own, Sally Ann?
The oldest thing I own? Oh my God. I don't know. Baby pictures, I guess. That's so lame, but I feel like that's what it is.
How about the last concert you saw?
50 Cent.
As long as he's not throwing a baseball, he's fine. Let's sneak in a couple more with Sally Ann Salzano from Police 24/7. Sally Ann, which type of cases hurt your heart the most from Police 24/7?
There's times where you can just see the remorse in the people and you're like, you just see that, like, there's a reason, you know what I mean? There's like a story behind the story that you just don't know. It kind of like breaks my heart. Also, like, yeah, it just breaks my heart when the people, like, they know, they're just like, I know. When people are brazen and just like, you know, being confrontational and stuff like that, you know, I'm sure that's what people like to watch. It's the quote unquote, the good stuff. But I feel like when people are just like, damn it. And they're like, I don't know. And they're disappointed in themselves. That's when it kills me. Cause I feel like sometimes people are up against it and maybe don't have a choice.
How do you keep separation in your heart from these officers? Because in the world we live in, you could lose them any day.
You know what? You try not to separate it. I think you try and embrace it. I think that I know personally, like firefighters, police officers, like I am not wired that way with that level of courage. And so I'm grateful for them. And in doing it and, you know, getting to know some of these gentlemen through their stories, you and ladies, you really know that this is what they want. This is their service. This is why they're put on this earth. They know the dangers. They know what the outcome could be. They don't hope for it, but they just go in willing to try and help another person. And I think that's why sometimes when people get, you know, pulled over, caught, whatever it is, it's like, dude, just be cool. Like everyone's just doing their job and like, your hands in the cookie jar, just like take a bite of your cookie, but like, you know what? Share it with the officer.
It's time for One Big Question with Sally Ann Salzano, executive producer of Police 24/7 Beyond the Mic. What would you like to tell your 16-year-old self, if you could, about the future?
Oh my God. As I sat in detention for, you know, talking a lot, making jokes and like, you know, watching other people and commenting on what was going on, I would have been like, dude, you're just perfecting your craft. Everyone get off my back.
She wants hot or cold pizzas all the time, loves authentic stories, and wants you to watch Police 24/7 on the CW. The queen of the LIE, Sally Ann Salzano. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yep. Watch this show, Police 24/7. Tell everyone. It's a great season.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.